KXRN News. I'm John Scott. The Senate is returning to Washington to vote on a $95 billion war aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Washington must send the world a clear signal.
The Senate sits for a test on behalf of the entire nation. It's a test of American resolve, our readiness, and our willingness to lead. And the stakes of failure are abundantly clear.
The $61 billion for Ukraine comes as that war-torn country desperately needs new firepower as Russian President Vladimir Putin has stepped up his attacks. Also at SRNNews.com, as the student protesting continues, Columbia University's main campus will switch to hybrid learning for the rest of the semester. More than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's New York campus were arrested last week. On the economic front, General Motors' first quarter net income rose more than 25%.
Have you tried to buy a new vehicle lately? GM is talking about its sales. Its average sales price for a vehicle is just under $50,000. And that's down a little bit from last year, says GM. Pickup sales remain strong, and General Motors says it is not seeing the price erosion across its lineup that other companies have seen. As a matter of fact, its first quarter net income rose more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickup trucks and other higher profit vehicles. I'm Rita Foley.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 294 points. The NASDAQ is adding 239. This is SRN News. A warning about Sudan.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover taking place this week, but for many Israelis, it's hard to celebrate an occasion focused on freedom when some of their compatriots are still held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Anti-Semitism is also on the rise around the world. The Anti-Defamation League says it's tallied nearly 9,000 incidents in anti-Semitic assault, harassment, and vandalism across the United States in 2023. This is SRN News. Haiti's healthcare system is near total collapse.
Hospital director Dr. Jacob Burns.
We were received, for example, around 700 patients last month in the emergency department, and about 10% of those were wounded by bullets.
The gangs are blocking roads and forced the closure of the main international airport in early March. At Haiti's largest seaport, containers filled with much-needed supplies remain stuck. I'm Donna Water.
A cluster of earthquakes striking Taiwan, the strongest measuring 6.1. No reports of casualties in the quakes that hit early Tuesday. Philippine troops killing the leader of a small Muslim rebel group and 11 of his men. Blame for past bombings and extortion in a clash in the country's south. Seven soldiers were wounded in that hour-long gun battle Monday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.